You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette.
It's another day picking up the pieces from Hurricane Milton. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We're going to come back. We're not going to play the victim and lay down.
Bradenton Beach Mayor John Chappie dealing with cleanup from two hurricanes in 2 weeks in Florida, but he tells Fox,
so much to be grateful for. No deaths. My neighbors hopefully will come back and rebuild on these homes that have been totally destroyed.
Some of Milton's damage also from tornadoes Wednesday.
As soon as the windows exploded, I grabbed the two dogs that I had with me, and then I ran into the bedroom. I threw them under the bed.
And Connor Farron tells Fox he didn't find his cat till yesterday, alive, luckily. But his house in Fort Myers is a loss.
It's got one bedroom left. The parts that still are remaining standing, like the ceiling that still is there, is beginning to collapse.
Milton's blamed for at least 17 deaths. There are still almost 2.5 million power outages. The UN caught in the crossfire again in Lebanon. An Israeli strike near the headquarters of its peacekeeping forces injured two more members. Other Israeli strikes in Beirut killed at least 22 people. Hezbollah fire into Israel killed a farmer. And as war rages there, something dating back to the end of World War II.
A Japanese grassroots organization of survivors of the U.S. atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki has won the Nobel Peace Prize. Nihon Hidankyo is known for its activism against nuclear weapons. About 114,000 survivors of the bombings are still alive.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Trump supporters already lining up in Aurora, Colorado for the former president's rally later today, highlighting problems a Venezuelan gang of migrants caused there. Fox's Aisha Hosni reports.
Democratic Governor Jared Polis also is trying to get ahead of this visit here, writing the former president will find, quote, an incredible city with two straight years of rapidly declining crime. Here's the thing, though. Aurora Police reports an increase of crime in that specific area, those apartment complexes.
There'll also be a Trump rally in Reno, Nevada. America's listening to Fox News.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free, and for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it now.
It's time to win cash. Get your KPEL News app ready because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the following code into your KPEL News app where it says win cash and make sure you listen for more codes throughout the day because the more codes you enter, the better your chances. Here is your next code.
And your 9 o'clock code for a chance to win cash is 236. 236, that's your code for a chance to win cash with News Talk 96.5 KPEL. Oh.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
Help more families learn how to budget and save.
I want my neighbors to have access to health care.
Help create opportunities for everyone in your community. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
What's dangerous and stupid and can cost you 25 grand? Excavating without calling Louisiana One Call. So dial 811 before you dig. It's the law.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by Champines, located in the Oil Center. Champines, going the extra mile.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hi, hello. Welcome, Moon Griffon Show. It is Friday, second best day of the work week, Monday being the best, of course. Great, great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607. Loaded up today and just so much going on, folks. And by the way, I just want to remind you, today is October the 11th, and that's not what I'm reminding you on. I'm reminding you 8 days from today, a week from tomorrow. 8 days from today, a week from tomorrow. If you people in Balkanville, we're doing saying a week from tomorrow because we're going to not be 8 days, we'd be seven, but that's another story. We're gonna start voting. It's here for Louisiana, people in Louisiana. It is here. It is time to go cast your vote. You got a little bit over a week left, and then it's time to cast that vote for the president of the United States, our congressional races, and there'll be some local stuff as well. I think there's an amendment on the ballot I need to get to. I haven't gotten to it yet. I need to jump on it next week, and I'll try to do my best to get to it. I have not paid attention to it, to be real blunt. I wish I could tell y'all I did, but I didn't. So I apologize for letting that slide, but there's been some mail-in ballots, I know, with some people, older people and things like that, but the rest of us all can start voting, not this Saturday, not tomorrow, but in a week from this Saturday. So I just want to remind you that take nothing for granted. Make sure you bank your vote. Get it in. If you want to do like Democrats, vote early and vote often if you can. And let's see what happens. Let's see if we're going to put our country in a better position to prosper. Are we really headed toward the Obama, the OBH way, Obama, Biden, Harris, which is Marxism, socialism, transforming America into something it never should have become. And they know what they're doing behind the scenes. And they're doing it with them manipulating with the media and manipulating with the big boys. I have audio of Kamala Harris wanting to get rid of free speech. We've got a black pastor who really rips Newsom, Stacey Abrams, and then he calls Barack Obama what I've been knowing he is, and called him a dangerous, dangerous person, and he is, and because of the Marxism, socialism. So I got that. Ron DeSantis. Matter of fact, let's have some fun, Walker. It's Friday. So let's do the EV one, Walker. This is the one where people in Florida, okay, all you people talking about the Green New Deal and EVs and EVs. And so Florida, and some of these places where the hurricane hit, they wanted to make sure EV owners understood something about water and electricity. And so we have this guy that stepped up to the mic and talk about all the dangers in the hurricane, and he'll get to the EVs, and he'll get to what, and I think Ron DeSantis should step up and ban EVs in Florida. He won't, because he's not like Barack Obama and Harris and Biden and all the people that want to control your lives. But he ought to. He ought to ban them because they're destroying the planet and they're destroying Florida. They destroy the homes and everything else. You don't believe me? Listen to this warning after the flood. Listen to this.
Out to you. This is a storm surge event. This was not as much a windstorm, but a storm surge. One of the threats that we're very concerned with is lithium ion battery technologies. That's EVs, golf carts, scooters. These devices do not mix well with salt water. We've had 16 fires already in the Pinellas, Tampa Bay area from EV-related flood effects where the device has caught fire, and we had some circumstances where the house actually burned down. The EVs, about six of them so far, have set houses on fire. If you own an EV, if it did have flooding, the best thing you can do is call your insurance company and then have it towed away. The tow truck operators will have a safe place to take it while your claim is being settled. But what you don't want to risk is that lithium ion battery, the product in your garage, on charge, and now the power's turned back on. It creates what's called a thermal runaway. That means it will burn until it doesn't have any fuel left. You can't put it out with water. Ultimately, that could lead to harming you, your household, or a first responder. So please understand those items and salt water do not mix, and you need to take an extra precaution.
We got a hurricane. We worry about flood and houses falling and trees. And don't forget, one of the disasters of a hurricane is EVs. It's an EV, electric vehicle. We got to do electric vehicle warnings after floods and after hurricanes. It's bad enough we got everything else. You heard it, burned houses down. I mean, gee whiz, burn the vehicles up, burning houses down. Explosions with people trying to come start the vehicles. I told you people, this is such a hoax. We now got to do, from now on with hurricanes, we not only got to talk about flooding and wind and damage and electricity problems, we got to talk about EV problems. Didn't say nothing about a combustion engine, did they? They didn't say anything about fossil fuels and all the things that are saving and helping people before and after. Oh, no, but we got EVs burning up, 16, including burning up houses, burning them to the ground because they got one of them stupid EVs that shouldn't. If somebody wanted to buy one, I don't care, but don't make me buy one and don't mandate that crap. Folks, that shows the reality of the Democrat Party and the craziness of this whole country and world that keeps buying into this. I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable. We got to do EV updates now when storms come through because we don't want somebody to burn the house down and burn the car up. And you heard him? Folks, I've seen them. I've watched them over and over again. When they catch fire, there's not enough water. There's not enough water to put them out. You got to let them burn it up. You got to let them burn it all the way to the ground. Man, look at this, folks. We got serious stuff happening, but EVs are causing even more problems. I mean, think about it. We got to do an EV update. We got to warn people about EVs. They don't warn people about their combustion engine, but we got to warn them about EVs from burning the whole damn houses down. Oh, my God. I saw that and I just said, this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. But this is what they got to do now because we got EVs and mandated and people. We're saving the planet. No, you're not. I don't know if y'all noticed or not, but those fires that are started by EVs ain't helping the planet none. We got problems. We got to get food and water to people and get people help and get some infrastructure back up and get electricity lines back up. And we got to go save houses from EV fires. It's I can't help it. You go, boss, that's kind of sick, man. You laughing at people. No. I'm laughing because this is silly that we even go in this direction. Somebody wants to buy an electric vehicle, that's one thing. They want to make them, that's one thing. But the federal government mandating this to save the world is stupidity. And here we go. Burning up salt water. I got news for y'all. With electric vehicles, they got to be salt water. Regular water don't mix with EVs either. Remember we had some in Chicago and New York and California. These things just burn up when things happen. Just... holy cow. Get your EV here. Get your EV there. Yes. And get ready for a fire if you get any kind of tough situation. Of course, I know what they're thinking, you know, because I've seen it all over the place. Man, if these hurricanes would stop if we would. No, that's not true. Matter of fact, Hurricane Milton, not unprecedented. Hurricane of similar size and strength hit Tampa Bay in 1848 and 1921. Even the UN can see there's no climate signal in the tropical storms. I got a map right here, folks. I ought to put this on my website. And it's showing the storms from 1847 all the way to Helene. And if you look at the map at the storms, ain't no big deal happening now no more than it happened back then. I mean, it's not a big deal. And Ron DeSantis, DeSantis ate their lunch when they try to push this crap in his face at a press conference. And I got to find that. I'm going to have to wait to come back from the break. I thought I had it together. You know how it is. When you think you got it together, you don't. But anyway, DeSantis ripped a new one when they were trying to tie all this into the Green New Deal. He said, no, this has been happening here. This has been happening here before in the early 2000s and the 90s and the 40s. This is all. And if you look at this chart I got, and just the areas where these hurricanes have come through, folks, there's not any bigger storms. Not at all. I'm talking about nut. And did y'all see what the, you know that nut, Bill Nye, the climate guy? Well, you ever heard of him? You ever watched him? You think he's really up to date on stuff? Does he look like a quack to you? He's not even a scientist. Did you know that? By the way, one other thing. We heard all that about Asheville and it's not there anymore. 8 years ago, 1916, major hurricane that brought 8 foot of floodwater in Asheville, North Carolina, covered it all of Bitmore. No different than now. 5 known dead in Asheville flood, the News and Observer, with property damage estimated at $10 million in 1916. Let me ask y'all a question, because I can't do this. I don't know Common Core math. If it was $10 million property damage in 1916 when they didn't have a third or tenth of the buildings, when they tell you, what would be the price of those today? So every time you hit the headlines and all this stuff, like it never happened. It's always happened. When somebody says, I've been living in this home for 70 years, I've never seen this before, don't mean it didn't happen. Anyway, moral of the story, folks. EVs ain't saving the planet. Matter of fact, if you got one and you take on water, run. Run like hell. Let's take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. My God, EVs are causing problems for people who got flooded and washed out because of the hurricane. They got another problem to worry about. They might go back and their house might be gone. And their car. And everything in it. Because you can't put out an EV fire. You can't. It's got to burn to the... Find one they put out. Let me know. We'll be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, you heard us talking about Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning and Raging Cajun delicious line of gumbo, black eyed peas, shrimp and grits, jambalaya, seafood bisque, etouffee, red beans, roux, jalapenos. Raging Cajun's products are made right here in Acadiana now. Thanks to all of y'all, Raging Cajun is one of the fastest growing brands in grocery stores. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Forget the rest, ask for the best. Ask them for that Raging Cajun. It's good, folks. Trust me. I love it. You will, too.
Do you crave off?
Good God. This thing on.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Always great to be with you. 844-766-6607. Matthew James. Business Tax Reduction Hotline. All right. So, let me see if I can. By the way, I got some Obama news. Healthcare is a disaster since he put Obamacare. All that state news, taxes. We'll get to all that as the program unfolds today. I just watched this. Bill Nye, the science guy, who's not a scientist. You love how to go get expert witnesses. That's what I love when the media goes to somebody somebody that played in the movie like Titanic. And talk about global warming. So Bill Nye, the science guy, claims we can prevent hurricanes like Milton if we vote the right way. I'm not making this up. See, they're telling people, you don't want these hurricanes. People, that really convinced me. There's some young people that are convinced that if we'll do everything we can with the climate, we won't have hurricanes like this. Folks, how stupid is this? Just think if everything was EVs right now, that if that hurricane had hit and everything was in EV in Tampa and everywhere else and the flooding came in, how many house fires would it take to burn the whole city down? Folks, we got to get to these young people and tell them, quit being brainwashed by the media and the Democrat Party on this stuff. You got a guy, Bill Nye, a science guy, who's not even a scientist, on MSNBC, which is not even really a TV station. The other side, Nye says, as we often call it, has no plans to address climate change because you can't address it, fool. You can't. There's nothing you can do about it. That's why we make air conditions when it's hot. Heat is for when it's cold. Man adjusted to whatever the weather threw. No plans for long-term dealing with these sorts of problems. Hurricanes. Y'all tell me what the long-term plan is. If you move everybody from the coast 100 miles, they would have got slammed by a hurricane. They'd have got slammed by floods. You'd get slammed by tornadoes. You can't run from it. They're trying to make it sound like we could have a totally utopia. Nothing's going to happen. You know why when we see mudslides in these foreign countries and some of these poor third world countries and they don't know what to do and they don't have but four tractors in the whole country, they don't know what to do and we always going to give them money and rescue them. Why? Because they're socialist, Marxist, communist countries. They don't know what to do because their people aren't free. They don't have the resources to do anything. He said, Nye says, if you have young voters out there, encourage them to vote. People say, what can I do about climate change? If we're talking about associating with big storms like this, that would really be good. But the main thing is to vote. Yes, vote to stop these kind of storms. But folks, I just shared with you. Asheville, 1916, 108 years ago. No man-made global fossil fuels and all that stuff rolling like it is now. 108 years ago. I just shared with you. Tampa. Hurricanes. What was it? 1847? 1848, 1921? If you look at this map I got, man, if you look at the storms from 1900 to 2024, there's no part of this thing where it shows stronger storms. They got dots for every one of them. They got all the named storms. And now, none more than then than now. None of that's changed. The science guy says, if y'all go vote, we can stop these hurricanes. I mean, they really feel this way. By the way, y'all see these executives? All these environmental executives? Knocking down between $705,000 and $1.2 million a year because of all this money. CEOs. But you know, the left's not crying about CEOs in the Green New Deal. The President Environmental Defense Fund, $1 million. CEO of the World Wildlife Fund, $1.2 million. CEO of the Natural Conservancy, almost $800,000. Elizabeth Gray, a National Audubon Society, $705,000. They all making big bucks because there's so much money flying around. Hockey executive donated to Biden Harris campaign after the administration cut a check to a Chinese-owned EV firm. That's what's happening. Money flying out there, and they're giving them back in campaign contributions. We'll be right back. Five locations. I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything. You and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you.
Everywhere you turn.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by Champines, located in the Oil Center. Champines, going the extra mile.
Hi, y'all all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. It's your opportunity to be a voice. I don't want to bring this up, but the Joe Piscopo show this morning. They talked about climates and hurricanes. And all you got to do is talk to the intelligent people, somebody with a little bit of sense, just a little bit. And you can see... And I wish everybody could just back up and look at it. You can see every crisis dealing with weather. It doesn't matter what now is climate change. Folks, if you have half a brain, you would never believe that. You would never believe that man's doing this to itself. The same stuff that happened in the 18 and the 1900s are happening today. We're just more advanced. We can deal with it better, actually. I've had these people on with dealing with the climate, and they talk about it's a lot less deaths now. It's so far down the road now from what it used to be before we have all of this technology. But without fossil fuels, oil and gas, all that kind of stuff, we could have never done this. We wouldn't be here. Why are we allowing elected officials and people like Barack Obama and them to shove this down our throat in the media? Every crisis, a hurricane is a crisis. It's a natural disaster. Now we add burning EVs and burning down homes. It's a crisis. You know, but every one of them is exploited by the left. Every single one of them. And if we did everything they wanted to do, we could not live the way we live, and we couldn't afford a thing. You notice this stuff is not getting cheaper, and it never will. It never will. So every time I see this, that's why I get mad. I picked up a deal again. It was this morning or yesterday. ExxonMobil secures largest CO2 offshore storage site in the U.S. ExxonMobil Corporation, big oil, on Thursday said it executed the largest offshore carbon dioxide CO2 storage lease in the U.S. with the Texas General Land Office. 271,000 acre site would complement the onshore CO2 storage portfolio. There's no reason for this. Developing future solidify U.S. Gulf Coast, a carbon capture and storage leader. There's no reason for any of this. The terms of agreement are aimed to benefit the Texas Permanent School Fund. Absolutely. That's what you do. You find a something to donate money to or give money to, and it's no big deal. Ask Exxon, who, by the way, have all these young people who came and watched Bill Nye, the science guy, and woke up with Captain Planet. Why are they doing this, folks? This is what I'm telling you about big oil. And I've supported big oil and big gas and gas companies all my life because they're throwing around tax credits. They're throwing around these tax credits. And they're throwing around cash. They just buying into it. They don't care about the future. It's all about now. Make as much money as you can now. And Exxon is doing the same thing all these other people are doing. They just buying into a lie. Whatever. You know, I wasn't even going to get on this today. I got so much other stuff to cover. Okay, DeSantis. So a reporter asked, speaking of history, sir, how many storms formed as rapidly as they've been had between Helene and Milton? In other words, these storms form quicker than any storms that's ever formed. And that's not true, folks. He pushed back against the link of Milton to climate change. They're telling people they're forming now more rapidly. That's not true. It doesn't matter. I don't care how quick they form. It's what damage they do. So DeSantis says, oh, I think most people remember 2004 when it seemed like we had one, had them every other week in 2004. Go back and look. I got the chart. He was right. He said, then there's a time period, you know, we had from 2006 to 2016. We had no hurricanes at all in Florida. 10 years. Folks, it's going to happen again for Florida. It's going to happen in Louisiana again. We're going to have them or not. This has happened in the 50s, the 60s, the 30s, in the 1800s. This has always happened. This is nothing new. But it's politicized now to no end on the weather stations and the meteorologists. DeSantis says there's always been times where we had a lot. The 1940s, we were getting hit at a lot. Now, more recently, we've had a spate of more. So that's just kind of nature of it. But it really does have a lot of similarities to 2004 in terms of this season. Go back in the 40s, go back in the 50s, 60s. They went from 2006 to 2016 without hurricanes, and everything was growing back then, and they were building things. How can you go 10 years? But see, the media doesn't grab that. They never, ever, 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 ever grab stuff like that. The site has highlighted historical data to illustrate that Florida has always experienced fluctuations in hurricanes, frequency, and intensity. Yes, because that's the truth. The media denies that. And you know who they quote in here? Some public figures, including Bill Nye, the science guy who's not a science guy, and Representative AOC, a nut, a dumb nut. That's who they're quoting as experts. Have attributed the recent hurricanes, rapid intensification of climate change, and rising temperatures. Rush Limbaugh lingo there, folks. My Lord, I hope I make that in the garbage can. Walk, I banked it in, I hope. Unbelievable. AOC and Bill Nye, the science guy, is experts. And DeSantis just calmly says, no, 2016, 10 years, we didn't have nothing. Now they intensified again. And he's right. Okay. Let's take a phone call. It blows my mind. I'm not that bright, but boy, I feel bright when I get around people like this. All right, let's go. Norman, how you doing, Norman? Norman from Posterville. How you doing, Norman?
I'm here, Moon, and I've been following what you've been talking about. There's always a little something going on. First of all, I read a lot of stuff on YouTube, and once you read it, most of the time it's gone. But the other day I read something about the 10 deadliest hurricanes in Louisiana. Now, this is Louisiana.
Okay.
And it's not damage, it's loss of life.
Okay.
Now, people are a lot smarter now, so we don't kill as many people. But still in all, in the 10 hurricanes, three of them, one Audrey, I remember, and two after that, that killed a lot of people. Katrina won. And the other seven, that's before they named hurricanes. Now, if they killed people, the storm must have been pretty strong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're going to say what people are saying, where's your proof? When I went to college and I wrote a paper, I had to prove what I was saying. Where's your proof, you know? If you say that's happening, I said, oh, well, this old boy from Poche Bridge saw that 7 out of the 10 deadliest hurricanes in his state was before they named hurricanes. What do you say? What are you going to say about it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm just...
By the way, Norman, let's back up on Katrina, which was big and bad. Don't get me wrong, but
yeah.
That really never pounded New Orleans and Louisiana. That hit Mississippi stronger. What hurt Louisiana was the Corps engineers, all the stuff with the levees. They broke, and it drowned 1,700 people. Most all of them drowned because of the because of the bow. And, of course, that counts as a death in Hurricane Katrina. I get it. I'm not saying it shouldn't. But I'm saying if they would have had people out of there or that thing wouldn't have bowed, we wouldn't have diverted the Mississippi River, we'd have had a lot less people died.
Well, you know, small comfort to the victims, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
You know,
that's all I'm saying. It's just that I try to put the TV on and watch stuff, and they keep bringing up this stuff, and it's frustrating to me the number of people that buy into an outright lie. And like DeSantis said, it's hurricane season. We expect to get hit, but they went 10 years without getting hit. Florida must have thought, my God, how good is this? And now they're getting hit.
Well, if you go 10 years without getting hit, that EV program must be working, huh?
Let me tell you something. That's what they want to say one day. But the bottom line is they're going where they want to go when they want to go, and we can't do that. They're not rapidly intensifying quickly. But they tell you that enough, you believe that. The average person watching TV goes, oh, dang, they're going quicker. Well, that's because you watched them say it 2,000 times. Yeah. Anyway, I got to go, Norman. We got to take a break. Thanks for the call. Okay. We got to go. Your calls are welcome, 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. You know, if you get hit with a hurricane and people are, I mean, I've been fortunate, but people getting hit with a hurricane, to tell you, it's bad. It was bad 20, 30, 50, 100 years ago. None of that's good. It's not a good hurricane. I never heard of one. We'll be right back. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com. I've been telling you about Schumacher Homes for a long time. Now, for a limited time, you can choose from 5 different financing offers and pick one that works best for you. Whether you're an active duty, military, or veteran, you can take advantage of the exclusive VA construction loan offer. You can lock in 30-year fixed financing for as low as 3.875. How about that? looking to stay in your home and start construction right away, a stay-in-your-home loan might be right for you. With this option, you can stay in your home during construction and not worry about moving twice. And for you first-time homebuyers, we're not going to forget you. For a limited time, they're offering 30-year fixed financing as low as 3.875. Other financing offers include no-cost refinancing, conventional loans, and FHA construction loans. If you're thinking of building your dream custom home, there's no time like the present to start building. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Let them build your dream home. They're building dream homes one at a time.
LA 22, one. Oh.
Hey, y'all, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to be with you. 844-766-6607 is the number. It's great to be with you, folks. Just a couple of things. Gore's Climate Reality Org exploits Hurricane Helene as part of the climate crisis. Recruit activists to train with Al Gore at skill building sessions and workshops to become climate champions. See, folks, this is absolutely ridiculous to take a hurricane where people have been hurt. We've lost loved ones. Nobody's talking about the injured people, losing your home. You got an EV and your whole house goes up in flames. I don't want to laugh at you. But anyway, it's clear we must act quickly to avert the impacts of climate crisis. And what that means is we need to spend some more money. Al Gore has become a multi-millionaire because of I heard somebody say he's closing in on a billionaire because of this craziness. We got to work fast. You know why they say that? Because when Trump got in there, they kind of had a slack back. And this is all over the world, by the way. They're pushing this. But all the industrialized countries of the world that's trying to be like us, they're all so far in debt. We're not the only ones that are in bad debt. You know, somebody was sending me the fire department. It's not that the fire department doesn't have enough water to extinguish electric car on fire. It's that water promotes lithium fires. Wow. Lithium is more reactive than sodium. Yeah, I don't doubt that. All right, let's go to Van out of Marshall, Texas. Van, how you doing, sir?
Hey. How you doing, Moon?
Hanging in there, brother. Good to hear from you.
Hey, I was just going to mention that the Spaniards and the Spanish government from 1715 to 1898 logged 681 lost ships off the Gulf Coast and the Bahamas due to hurricanes.
Wow.
So even 500 years ago, These giant hurricanes were coming into the Gulf, they were going up the East Coast, and they were sinking these Spanish galleons by the hundreds for 500 years.
Yep, but what's happened now, Van, is we've got media, we've got social media, we've got people that like the media, instead of telling us the truth about it, has bought in. They every article they write, every propaganda machine they can talk about, they do. When you watch the average person doesn't know what you just said. The average person sitting there watching this, whoa, man, this one is quick. I know people like this, the one of the fastest storms to ever happen. It's not true. We don't even know the history of it all. But when you hear that over and over and over and over again, that's what propaganda does. That's what they did with COVID. Let me tell you something. I heard somebody said after about 21 days, if you hear something over and over again, you're convinced that's true. And so They got a lot of people that vote that are convinced this stuff is true. And the people that are selling this one day ought to be in jail. But the people that are selling this propaganda ought to be in jail. You got Kamala Harris. Walker, pull that up. You got Kamala Harris, if she wins, wants to get rid of free speech. She wants the Justice Department to determine what's right and what's wrong. And if you're wrong, she wants to go put you in jail. Listen, don't go nowhere, Van. I want you to listen to this. You got to walk. Here's Kamala.
I'm listening.
Listen to this. Go.
And we'll put the Department of Justice of the United States back in the business of justice. We will double the Civil Rights Division and direct law enforcement to counter this extremism. We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy. And if you profit off of hate, if you act as a megaphone for misinformation or cyber warfare, if you don't police your platforms, we are going to hold you accountable as a community.
Hold up, okay.
So
let me ask you a question. I got a microphone. Ain't that kind of like a megaphone? I know this is communism. She's being extreme. That's the side being extreme. They want to cut the penises off a 10-year-old and call them a girl. They don't think killing babies, that's extreme. But think about this. I'm telling you, this is a lie from hell. All of a sudden they determine, that dude over there on a megaphone, he's telling people a lie. No, I'm not telling you a lie. Y'all lying. Y'all the extremists. I don't hate America. I love America. You see, the Justice Department is going to determine who gets free speech and who doesn't. This woman might be the president of the United States. Think about it.
Mm.
You heard what she said.
Scary, man.
I mean, gee whiz. I mean, this date. But let me tell you what happens. It happens in every country that bites and goes down. They get people to be convinced. All these people watching media and social media. Once they get in charge, and they really get in charge, but they can't move them, the people that turn on them is going to be the very people who voted for them, and they're going to put them down too. But by that time, it's too late. That's what's happening in every single country. That's why when the media quits calling balls and strikes like an umpire, okay, and protecting our Constitution, then guess what? That's when we go down. Well, the media's been gone in this country. Been gone for a long, long time.
That's how you destroy a country from within.
Exactly.
Communist doctrine.
Exactly.
Communist
anyway,
doctrine.
Van, good Thanks, point on man. The hurricanes. They've been going around, and you're right. They lost ships out there left and right, and they hit them things, and they didn't know what the hell they went. So
thought they were some kind of evil god, but it was a hurricane.
Yep. All right. Got to go. Thanks.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. Van, yeah, it's but you heard Kamala. She wants to stop free speech, basically. That's a free speech speech. That's a non-free speech speech. So who's going to get to determine if something's right, if a platform is wrong, if a microphone, is saying something they don't agree with? Who gets to decide this? The government. Same thing they do in China. Same thing they do in Venezuela. Same thing they do in Russia. Same thing they do in Iran. Same thing they do in Iraq. Boy, fundamentally changing the country. Thank you, Barack. He's doing it on prayer. He's evil. I got a pastor that calls him evil. We got that coming up as well. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Look at this outrageous insurance bill.
Man, everything Washington does makes life more expensive. Thank God we have Governor Landry.
What's he doing?
Well, while Washington's made a mess of things, inflation, gas, food, and the economy, Jeff Landry's fighting back, recruiting new jobs, trimming state government, and standing up for us.
Thank you. Everyone's struggling. Everyone except for the insurance companies. They're getting rich off record profits, while my rates keep going up.
Jeff Landry knows that. He's taking action. Jeff signed nearly 30 bills to reduce rates and vetoed a bill that lets insurance companies profit even more.
Oh, but they didn't like that.
Political insiders aren't happy, but Jeff won't slow down. He just keeps fighting for us and winning.
Governor Jeff Landry always puts families over special interests and fights for what's fair. Paid for by Protect Louisiana Values.
When the power goes out.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
Dealing with Milton's aftermath in Florida, I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Not an easy cleanup for some of the Tampa area.
The ground's just saturated, and they're just falling and taking anything in the way. Fences, power lines. There's a large tree laying across one of the off-ramps off the parkway.
In Sarasota, City Commissioner Eric Arroyo just told Fox,
"We don't have power right now, and much of the county has very limited access to water because of the water infrastructure."
Sarasota's where the hurricane first hit on Wednesday.
The boat yards are completely messed up. There's limited access to the barrier islands. We have some bridges that have structural damage.
There's also tornado devastation being cleaned up in other parts of Florida and flooding. Milton blamed for at least 17 deaths. There are still water rescues going on. The number of people killed in Hurricane Helene's devastation now tops 250 weeks after it hit, doing damage all the way up to North Carolina, where floods ravaged mountain communities like in Watauga County, where this man tells Fox many businesses are damaged and closed.
A lot of the workers who live paycheck to paycheck. It's devastating. What are they going to do? How are they going to eat? What are they going to do to survive?
Israel keeps bombarding Lebanon, where the army says two Lebanese soldiers were killed in an airstrike on a checkpoint. Another strike injured two members of the UN peacekeeping force in Lebanon, while Hezbollah keeps firing into Israel, killing a farmer there. Israel also keeps waging war against Hamas militants in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. still trying to get more aid to all the Palestinian civilians displaced.
I have real concern about the inadequacy of the assistance that's getting to them.
There were tears of joy in Japan today when the Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to a group of survivors of the two U.S. atomic bombings that ended World War II. Their organization, Nihon Hidankyo, has been outspoken against nuclear weapons. America's listening to Fox News.
If you're looking for a firearm, I just love and recommend highly Henry Repeating Arms. They make 200 models of rifles, shotguns, revolvers, and a wide variety of calibers and finishes. Plus, they have new releases all throughout the year. The best way to learn about Henry Firearms is to get their free catalog and check it out online or at home. Plus, you're going to get two free decals and a list of dealers where you live and a great newsletter. Go to henryusa.com, click on their free catalog button. It's in the upper right-hand corner. Henry uses old-world craftsmanship combined with cutting-edge technology to deliver reliability and accuracy that everybody can trust. They're easy to use and maintain. It makes them an excellent choice for personal and property defense, for hunting, for shooting sports, and for beginners. All made in America, or they won't be made at all. Remember, to order their free catalog, get free decals, HenryUSA, oneword.com. That's HenryUSA.com. Free catalog and decals and a list of dealers where you are. You're going to look.
It's time to win cash. Get your KPL News app ready because here's your chance to win up to $30,000. Just enter the following code into your KPL News app where it says win cash and make sure you listen for more codes throughout the day because the more codes you enter, the better your chances. Here is your next code.
And your 10 a.m. code is 151151. That's your code for a chance to win cash with News Talk 96.5 KPL.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPL.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. What a great day to be with you. Beautiful weather down here. Pray for our friends in Florida and all the trouble they went through with the natural disaster. It's called natural for a reason. All right, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. And we have Representative Chuck Owens, on the line. Chuck, how you doing, man?
Good morning, Moon. Happy Friday.
Yes, sir. All right, Chuck, and I know you're busy. I won't keep you too long, but you wrote another piece I thought was really awesome. I know you penned a story, really thoughtful article dealing with Louisiana embracing its carbon capture. And I've been one of the guys saying this is wrong, outright wrong. But apparently you got some blowback, but you've got another one out that's really good, actually stating even more facts than you did the first time. So, and you talk about property owners. So I'm going to let you start with what's the article about, why, and you're very adamant about protecting property owners from craziness, really.
Well, Moon, thank you for having me real quick. Look, the idea that we need to capture carbon coming off of oil and gas wells and shove it into the ground, and that we're the only place on earth that's going to do it, and that it's going to change the environment and stop hurricanes and do all these other things and make our oil and gas market more competitive, is an absolute fraud in my estimation.
It is. You're a good point.
There's layer
good
upon point. Layer of fraud here. Layer. And what has been going on is we in Louisiana a couple of years ago framed up our ability to do carbon capture. We'd actually voted it in. The legislature voted it in 2009, I think. That's when it first became law in Louisiana. In 2020, in the middle of the COVID pandemic, we were told that we need to change these regulations so oil and gas can compete better, and this will be good for economic development. And that's really what we were told. We were not told about poison coming under our feet or destroying personal property rights. It was strictly, we're going to help oil and gas business. And look, that everyone likes that, and it got through both houses of the legislature unanimously. It was signed into law. But then the cover started coming off, Boone, and we found out what was really going on here. It's a danger to personal property rights because they come in and they supposedly are going to dig these wells. They're calling them wells, Moon, which is the funny part to me. They call these carbon capture wells. They're waste sites, okay? Mm-hmm. These are toxic waste sites where they capture this carbon coming off oil and gas wells. They mix it with liquids, and they shove it in the ground.
Mm-hmm. By the way, that's really dangerous. And I've had people all talk about carbon. When you pounding that stuff in there like that, that's when it becomes dangerous. Carbon dioxide, you know, carbon we breathe is fine. But we breathe out is fine. It's when you put it real compact like that, it becomes dangerous. That's what I've been taught and I've learned.
Well, and look, there's stories and anecdotes to indicate that there's danger here. The problem is there's not enough long-term analysis or understanding of what really will happen if we put this stuff, this combination between gas and liquid under the ground, where it's going to go. You know, the framework they have right now, Moon, is that they'll go in and they'll lease up several thousand acres around a place where they're going to put it in the ground, kind of like you do an oil lease.
Yeah.
But then they put it in the ground and they don't really know where it's going to go. They think they know, but if your property's on the edge of it, Moon, and you allow it in and it seeps over into my property or your friend's property, then all of a sudden new rules start appearing mm-hmm. about what you can do with it. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot that needs to be understood here. One of my reasons for writing this most recent article was to encourage citizens who are being approached to lease their land up for these is to let a lawyer see your lease. Don't sign anything until someone sees it. And look, everyone's got the right to do with their land what they want. But people need to be judicious to understand what they may be getting into, because a couple of attorneys have told me these things are not so good for personal property rights. And Moon, the thing that I hit all the time, and my friend Danny McCormick says this all the time too, is the thing that separates the United States from every other country on earth is personal property rights, mm-hmm. and we cannot surrender them.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's all under the name of radicalism. You know, Kamala Harris earlier, I'm sure you didn't get to hear it. I played a clip. She wants to start putting people in jail that they think are radical, but the government and the DOJ gets to decide who's radical. Think about that. Think about what that's does that sound like communist China or what?
Moon, the people on the other side of this ledger, most of the ones who are behind this are from the far radical left. There are some leftist environmentalists who are in agreement with us on this, about this needs to be watched and stopped. But these people, detest personal rights. They detest personal liberties. And for them to start calling people radicals and putting labels on it, I heard the Department of Homeland Security guy saying that himself, that all this criticism of the government should be considered hate speech.
Yep, that's right.
No kidding.
By the way, ExxonMobil, our friends in oil and gas, see, these other big companies like this are being bought out by the federal government for them. And they buying into ExxonMobil, secure largest CO2 offshore storage site in the U.S. Now, how much money do you think you're getting in tax credits you think they're getting for that? And that's ExxonMobil. That's oil and gas. When you think of ExxonMobil, all you think about is oil and gas. That's what bothers me, Chuck. We're selling out. We're selling out in a bad way. This is going to come back and haunt us to no end before it's over.
There's almost everything about this bothers me, but the issue of putting it offshore, I think, is a much better fallback position than shoving it under the ground next to my neighbors
my
yard.
My point is,
what's going to happen there?
My point is, we ought to not be doing it at all. And if it wouldn't be for federal money and regrets, and it wouldn't be because of the money that's running up your price of a hamburger, steak, cereal, and everything else, we wouldn't be doing it at all. These companies are taking their money. This ship has come in. That's why they're doing it, Chuck.
All in the name of supposedly helping the environment and the climate. I mean, you and I are both old enough to remember this, and I said this the other night at Beauregard Parish police jury meeting, and some people shook their head like they remembered. You know, in the 70s, we were panicking over global cooling.
I remember.
Remember, Leonard Nimoy had a special. Mr. Spock had a special about how we were going to all freeze to death if we didn't stop using cars. They have been trying to scare us out of using fossil fuels for decades.
Yep.
This is just the most current effort to get us away from our personal liberty of buying gas and doing what we want with it.
Well, it's not only that. Oil has made the United States of America separate from all the world. It's made us what we needed to be. We fought wars. We can grow food. We can feed people. When you get away from that, then we become like everybody else. Look around. Name the country they want us to be like. We ought to have Barack Obama do a speech on why we need to be like Canada. Name a country, or Russia, or China. They ought to have to, but they don't. They don't, because there's nothing else like us.
And Moon, the silly irony here is that these environmentalist crazies who are saying we need to produce cleaner oil and gas so we can compete in the world market, they will admit readily, we already produce the cleanest oil and gas on Earth. Yep. China and Russia and India massively outproduce us. We are the cleanest, and they're trying to make us more clean, and the other guys aren't going to do anything. That's insanity.
By the way, the three countries you name, they're not participating in this. You know how they're participating in it? They're participating in it by selling stuff to us that we're buying into. They're not doing this to their country. We're doing it to ours, and they're helping us.
Yep.
They're helping us do it to ourselves.
Listen, President Trump has the best moniker on this. This is the green scam.
Yep.
And there's many layers of the green scam, but this is the biggest part of the monster.
Yep.
This carbon capture sequestration business trying to shut down our oil and gas industries, taking our personal property rights. This is the biggest element of the green scam.
Yeah, I believe that. The reason I stayed on this for the last few years really hard, first of all, Rush Limbaugh passed away. Rush Limbaugh would be eating this thing up to pieces. And I never consider myself to be real bright. But as I watch this develop, my spirit cringes every time oil and gas buys into it. Every time I hear my friend, well, you know, we're going to make money. So somebody going to take the money. We may as well be the ones to take it. I cringe with people like that. I cringe.
It's disturbing on a lot of fronts. And Danny also has a good saying. He said this would not be happening if the federal government were not dumping the money there. The private sector did not do this, Moon. This is not the private sector's idea. This is a federal government from the Biden administration. Previous administrations, a lot of them have been kind of buying into this. It's like, this is nuts.
But Chuck, you know the difference, though?
The federal government weren't behind it.
The difference is, you take away the money and the tax credits, none of these companies would jack with this. They got tired of fighting it, so they bought into it because the government said, look, we're fighting each other. Why don't we do this? You do what we say, look at the money we're going to give you. And these companies start thinking, well, you know, I'm 55 years old. I'm going to retire in 5 years. If I put a portfolio together, I'll make a lot of money. And they don't care about what happens in the future. That's what scares me.
And I challenge anybody. And I have not met one one private citizen in Vernon or Beauregard who's for this. I know there's some big land companies and landowners and stuff that are entities who are for this because it's not in their yard and it's not their family farm or it's not their 10 acres. They work their backside off to buy.
No, it's
citizens
big.
Need to be told what's going on here. They need to be told.
Yeah, Chuck, you're right about that. It's not, but it's people that's making an awful lot of money. And I got friends of mine that are in it and go, well, you're right, but there's a lot of money. And I go, okay, well, let's just sell everything for a lot of money. Why don't we just sell the United States to China and say, well, we got a lot of money. It breaks my heart. Anyway, look, great article. How can people find out and read about it? Do you have a post?
At the Vernon Journal. We have a local paper in Leesville published by Rick Barnacles called the Vernon Parish Journal. You can find it there right online, vernonparishjournal.org.
Great piece. Great piece, Chuck. Thanks. All right, Representative Chuck Owens, thank you. We'll take a break. We got Tim Metcalf in the house. It smells good. No, he ain't got no nice deodorant on. The food smells good. We'll be right back.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, Sea-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact Sea-Safe or visit our website at seasafe.com. That's S-E-A like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
If you've got some projects to do around the house and you need the voice of experience, a local voice, somebody that can help you and knows Louisiana, you need to check out Stein Home and Yard. They're a Louisiana company founded, established here. They've been based here. Their story dates back all the way to 1946. Stein Home and Yard has all the things you need to make your house ready for fall. Great deals on fall plants like mums, as well as all sorts of handy items you need for your house. Need to upgrade your power tool game? They've got great deals on DeWalt power tools. They also have great deals on grills for your next tailgate for the big game this weekend. Traeger pellet grills, Weber grills, Charbroil, so many great brands. And it's all right there at your fingertips. Just pull them up, steinhome.com. Steinhome.com is where you need to go to find the greatest deals on your home improvement needs. Steinhome.com, a great Louisiana company.
This is Moon Griffon. The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you are sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine electric bills so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in your couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
Taxes.
Atlas Foundation Repair, 800-256-1010. Louisiana-owned Atlas Foundation Repair, 800-256-1010. Call Tony Arpino. I have known him for years. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to be with you on this open forum Friday. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Tim Metcalf in the house. Of course, our good friends, the Metcalf family and Dino's Pizza and Praise Jones. And boy, you really did yourself really good today. I mean, we like you more today than we did last Friday.
There you go.
What you got today?
So we brought the Marie Laveau, and as you alluded to, that crab meat came in. It slept in a Gulf of Mexico the night before last. So we tried not to use the frozen, and crab meat's coming in so pretty now. It's so sweet, as you said.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, and you, everybody, if you know me, and we're good friends, so, you know, I always tell you all your pizza's good, but the Marie Laveau with all that crab meat on it is my favorite. Yeah. And you get it, and I eat it every time, and it's really good, and you come in today, and I'm saying, Tim, you just bought a crab meat because it tastes that fresh today.
If you know fresh crab meat, you know.
Yeah. It jumped off, man. And I'm going, look at all this.
Yeah, I saw him making it with a fresh crab meat, and I'm like, throw one of those in. That's why I brought two pizzas today. I brought the T-Rex. I mean, it's our number one seller.
It's packed. Now, what is that? Tell them what meat. That is. That's packed with meat.
That's all the meats. That's Canadian bacon, pepperoni, smoked sausage, bacon, Italian sausage, and beef. I can still make those pizzas. I still remember what's on them, you know. And it's loaded. I mean, you can't see the cheese on the bottom. And it goes all the way to the crust. They did a survey at one radio station last week. Was like, do you eat the crust? I'm like, you do on me? Because there is no really crust. You get we build that pizza all the way out to the edge. Boneless wings with the jalapeno cane sauce. That's our unique sauce. Those are really good.
Them boneless wings are really good, but they that's good. For them.
That's not the boneless. I call Walker a kid.
He's my kid, so I call him a kid. That's for young people.
That's right.
Give me the one with the millennials. You'd rather eat that? Eat the ones like that or with the bones on?
See, falls from the tree.
That's right. That's my son.
There you go. So then I brought a Buddha egg roll. I don't know everybody does a Buddha egg roll. We're doing some Sunday brunches. I'm telling you, right?
That jumped out pretty good.
I want to put it in a competition. I'm telling you. My guys knocked it out of the park.
They're going to beat somebody.
It's Best Stop Smoked Boudin, but I ain't telling you what else we put in there.
You're going to hurt somebody's feelings.
I know. That's okay. I don't mind.
You get in a contest, you might hurt somebody's feelings with that. And I don't want you to do that.
A Boudin shot might get mad at me, but it's
good. You use Best Stop.
You pretty much, you know, they have the FDA plant. And, we have a good relationship with them. Not to say those other boudins in town ain't good.
Let me go back to something you said that I've heard you talk about it many times. And you do this. I know this for a fact because I run into people all the time. So when Tim says that we do everything we can possibly local with shrimp and crab and all that, you really do.
100%.
You're using the same people locally.
Of course. You know, Longlinet bread, Lejeune's. We do it. Crab meat comes from Doosan. If possible, you know, there's just some things you can't.
There's always a case. I get it, but when you can use the good old Louisiana seafood and things that are here,
that's right.
Best Stop is really a dynamic company, and they've grown all over the place, and they're using their boudin.
Right.
And I think you've used other people before.
Absolutely.
That either did boudin or something else. So
you got to be careful because Best Stop has that plan for their boudin. You can't use like Don's or Cashner's or one of those guys because they don't have that plan.
The government
kind of gets in your way on that. So,
yeah. Tried that once when COVID came and y'all were selling pizzas left and right, and they came and said you can't sell to-go pizzas anymore.
They can't do it anymore.
Yeah, you can't do it. What do you mean? I'm making it right here. They approved everything for it, but now you got to have a special building and spend another $1 million.
Right. Yeah,
I remember that.
Oh yeah.
You would probably still be doing that.
Of course I would. Yep. So Prejean's kicking it. The gumbos. We've got a duck gumbo with a duck confit. That's a fancy French word for, immersed in fat or oil.
Yeah.
It's how you cook it. So it stays super, doesn't get greasy. It stays super moist and tender. I brought the wife out last week. Said, here, try it. I ordered her to try it. She goes, I don't eat duck. I said, put that in your mouth. Next thing I know, she had that moan in her mouth. She was chewing on it. So
I'm going to give you a little compliment, which is, not Prejean's, it's Dino's with gumbo. I was in your place Monday.
Y'all had a special
for $9.95 or something like that. Yeah, I got a bowl of gumbo, homemade potato salad. Mm-hmm. I can tell when you're fresh.
It was homemade. We make it in
and home. A drink. And they had French bread for $9.95, and I was eating that gumbo, and I told my wife when I went home, I said, I don't go to Dino's and order the gumbo. Right. I usually make it myself.
Right.
I said, but was really good. I enjoyed every bite of that.
Man, we don't put anything on the menu just to put it on the menu.
It was good. It was very enjoyable.
They're good.
And when I'm thinking of Dino's, you and me, I'm not thinking of gumbo.
No.
But
no,
you do a chicken and sausage gumbo there, and it's sausage, different than Prejean.
We do it. It's completely different. And we do it from October to May. But speaking of Prejean's, last thing, we are collecting those hurricane donations, guys. We're bringing them to Florida. We're working with
y'all doing that
Town
today?
Square. We're doing it for the next 2 weeks. We're working with Town Square here. We did some spots and with United Way. So we're leaving here. I'm going to pick up a pallet of rice from Craig Spandoli's.
But it's a certain time of day or it's anything?
Anytime the restaurant's open.
Okay.
If you got something that big you need picked up, call me. I'll take my truck. We have a forklift. You want to donate a pallet? We got a forklift out in Karen Crow. Come see me. You can't get to Karen Crow and you're in Broussard dropped
off. So when are y'all shipping down?
As soon as that's... We've got about a half an 18-wheeler ready already. So as soon as I get close, I think it's 26 pallets for an 18-wheeler. I call United Way. I think my number's 20. When I get 20, I'm going to call them and tell them to start getting a truck lined up.
Well, no, but the thing that people got to remember, everybody rushes right after.
Right.
Then you kind of forget about them. This way, even if you're 2 weeks later, you're perfect timing.
Perfect time. Yeah, and if, look, if you want to give to North Carolina, Craig Spandoli at B-King on cameras doing that, and we're doing the Florida deal, but we're trading stuff back and forth, working together.
Dino'sPizza.com, Prejean's.com, the Metcalf family. All right, we got to take a break. More to come right after this. Been bragging about Dino Hardwoods for a long time. A good friend, Charles Altman, they do an excellent job. And if you're looking for unique or hard to find hardwood lumber, plywood, and molding, is Dino Hardwoods. That's where you need to go. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com. Trust Dino Hardwoods for all your hardwood lumber and cypress needs. With the holiday season fast approaching, as you know, a timeless handmade gift using quality lumber by Dino just means more. With three great locations to serve you now, Broussard, Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana, and now he's expanded in Tyler, Texas. Folks, there's something for every discerning woodworker at Dino. Go to DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com, and check out the unique and hard-to-find hardwood, lumber, plywood, and molding that you can't just find anywhere. Charles Altman, trust me, is not a better man in the business. He knows what he's doing, and he wants to service you. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com.
If you or a loved one are suffering from addiction, listen to Springfield Wellness Center's founder, Paula Norris Medier.
We help people through their detox with minimal withdrawal symptoms. Even though it's a 10-day treatment, I look at the first 4 or 5 days as the brain restoration piece. And when the brain restoration piece turns on, that's when we have patients go, wow, a light bulb turned on or a switch was turned on. All of a sudden, their prefrontal cortex is working and their midbrain is also working. They're not craving. They're thinking clearly. They see things clearly and they have more confidence.
Put your addiction behind you. Call Springfield Wellness Center, 225-755-9566.
Just call us. That's all. And we'll be waiting for you.
225-755-9566. 755-9566. Springfield Wellness Center. SpringfieldWellnessCenter.com.
Are you in the market for a new...
Hey folks, it's Joe, and you have heard me talk several times about my time in the classroom here in Lafayette Parish being a teacher, and throughout those years had come across students who had been experiencing or had experienced homelessness. And I'm here with David Owens of Gifting Grace Project to talk a little bit about the work they do assisting kids in Lafayette who are experiencing the same thing.
That's right, Joe. The Gifting Grace Project is Acadiana's homeless children's outreach, and we are proud to be the outreach for these children in Acadiana, providing them with backpacks with school supplies, hygiene products, meal vouchers, and more. Go to giftinggraceproject.com to help us out and make a difference today. Or you can text GGP to 53555 and get more information that way and make your donation as well.
Folks, there's nothing more important than helping our most vulnerable, our kids. They are the future, and we need to do everything we can for them. And that's why David and I are here today asking you to support Gifting Grace Project.
Get involved today. Thank you. Did you know that 1 in 14 children experience homelessness at some point in time in their life? The Gifting Grace Project, Acadiana's homeless children's outreach, seeks to help them. Go to giftinggraceproject.com to partner with us and donate today.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at matthewjamestaxpros.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. Hold up, Walker. I thought I had that thing off. Man, my bad. All right, I'm going to send you the other one. Anyway, great to have you back. 844-766-6607. It is, as usual, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. All righty, and I'm going to play Kamala again. Walker, I'm going to send this to you, see if you can get it. All right. First of all, appreciate Tim coming in. Chuck Owen, we didn't get to comment on him a real second, but the carbon capture stuff, I'm just telling y'all we're not wrong on this. There's so many people basing success with carbon capture in their area and their businesses, and this is going to be great and pick up this and all this stuff. And Chuck's right, fighting for property rights. Money, look, we all got to have it. We would concentrate on it less, but we got to have it to live. And there's a lot of people that just put money ahead of everything. And if money's your God, it's going to be your God now. What you worship, that goes for me too. What you worship is probably what you're going to end up, you know. So if money goes down and that's what you're worshiping, then guess what? You're going to have a problem. I know what I'm talking about on this. This is this becomes a spiritual fight for me. It's a battle between good and very, very evil. And I love the country, and I don't want to see the country die. And it will die with this kind of stuff because this is ignorance to the top level. And it's a shame. We even got friends and people and that are involved in all this, and you just want to tell them, what are you doing? And what they tell me is, man, you can't pass up that money. That money. And then when I go to the grocery store and prices are high, it's because of that money they're taking, because that money's being developed not from any kind of prosperity. It's being developed, printed by the federal government. Tax breaks, whatever they're getting. The government's doing that. The government don't have any money. It's broke. So Chuck is good. I'm glad Chuck is a representative to stand. Now, by the way, somebody asked, and Chuck mentioned it, he voted for it. A lot of them voted for the carbon capture. If you remember, I was wailing against it, saying, don't do this, and it just rolled. Natural Resources, Cocktail Cousin, is telling everybody in his commercial, I'm against carbon capture. Ask him if he voted for all this carbon stuff and windmills and everything that they're doing. Ask him. And he tells you, I'm against the Green New Deal. He voted for the Green New Deal. This is all the stuff that happens because they voted for it. He's out there telling people, oh, man, I'm fighting against the Green New Deal. Yeah, just like you were going to fight against taxes on the taxpayer, on the people, and Cocktail voted for at least $2.5 billion worth of new taxes. I know that. Just sat down and lied, but he's going to run it for Public Service Commission. They just let him almost have the race and give him the money and all that stuff. And the Cocktail is he's a problem. But they're going to just keep moving him forward because he's one of those guys they can control, very easily control. So when there were a lot of people that voted for the carbon stuff and the windmill stuff, Republicans too, because they never looked at the big picture. And the big picture, and the reason they didn't is because oil and gas. Look, I got friends in this business. They probably hate my guts after I say it, but oil and gas is the ones buying into it. And oil and gas is buying into it, so they're the ones sitting there at the podium going, we need this. This is going to be great for business. It'll be great for Louisiana. We're going to expand businesses. And as Bill Evers go, woo, do it, baby, because I'm getting ready to not be governor, and I'm going to make my money when I get out on the Green New Deal. And he is. He took a job with a law firm to make his money on the Green New Deal. A lot of people getting filthy rich. The American people not. The average middle class person, now we're hurting. You know? I talk to real people every day, people. I talk to people that work in kitchens. I talk to people that work for people in these businesses behind the scene. I'm telling you what they're telling me. And these people are prospering on, and I think a lie from hell, but that's just me. But if y'all want to believe it, I don't ever have to talk about this again, to be honest with you. It wouldn't bother me. It's just that, man, I'm passionate about stuff I see that's really, really evil. Not bad, evil. Well, I was so passionate about against Barack Obama the whole time. He's evil. I don't care if he's black. I don't care if he's white. I don't care if he's my daddy. Did you get that thing? Okay, so, and I wanted to play this. This is a black pastor. And he's in church, and somebody was trying to say, this is against separation of church and state. Yet pastors always, on the Democrat side, always preach about stuff, and they never blame them separation of church and state. But he had comments on Newsom, Stacey Abrams, who, by the way, you can barely hear Stacey Abrams, but Stacey Abrams is saying they manufactured this thing about abortion, about all these babies being killed. Just outright lying. And then he says something deeply prophetic in the fact what he called Barack Obama.
I don't know. Watch this.
All right, go.
Pa- tester publicly confront three famous politicians.
Gavin Newsom's not. He proudly put a Bible verse on an ad campaign saying, if they won't let you kill your babies there, come kill your babies here. He'll say that in the name of the Lord. Hearing that heartbeat, how many of you, when that came on, thought about Stacey Abrams, right? Running for governor of Georgia, who's arguing that that's manufactured in order to deceive women.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat in 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sample designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of their own body.
She's running for governor of Georgia, and she argued that what we heard just now is something that's been manufactured in order to deceive women.
Barack Obama, who was a massive cultural Marxist, and in my opinion, then and now, a dangerous man on a number of fronts and for a number of reasons.
Some say this violates separation of church and state, but it actually doesn't.
Barack Obama, a massive cultural Marxist. He is. That's what you do when you change in America. I mean, this black pastor, right on the one, I wish all the black pastors would have stood up and said this about Barack insane, but they didn't. Stacey Abrams, don't we? We manufactured sin on abortion. Manufactured. And then Newsom is nuts. And these are the people that are big political people in the Democrat Party. These people are sick. Anyway, I was hoping to get Phil Kirpin on today, and it was a last-minute deal. But they put out a piece, and this is really a great piece. Owen Klinsky wrote the report. And I don't have time to go over it all, but failed in every particular. Obamacare caused millions to lose insurance plans, premiums to skyrocket. And it goes in, y'all got my story. Some of you people understand my story. $3,299.09 starting in January. And Obamacare caused millions of Americans to lose their insurance plans while premiums skyrocket, according to a new study by the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Former Affordable Care Act, which was called a name, it was never going to be affordable, sought to make health insurance more accessible, all while reducing premiums and the government budget shortfall and allowing Americans to keep their preferred medical providers, which didn't happen. Since then, individual market premiums have surged. Hundreds of billions of dollars were added to cumulative U.S. deficit, and 7 million consumers had their plans canceled following the ACA's passage, the committee reported. Obamacare has failed in every particular. It failed to make health care more affordable. What are they telling you about the green energy? We're going to have more of it, going to make it more affordable. If it works like the health care bill, watch out. Failed to improve the health of America. We're not better. Piled on an enormous amount of additional debt to taxpayers. It has principally enriched massive insurance company conglomerates, and it now serves the major impediment to real health care reform that would empower patients and doctors, starting to feel Kirpin American commitment and unleash prosperity. As we show in this paper, every single promise that was made in the past, this law turned out to be false. Every promise Barack insane Obama and that Mary Katrina Landrieu voted for, every single promise was a lie, except the fact that people could go buy an insurance plan, but it doesn't mean you're getting the best care and doctors for $19 a month. The whole thing was a sham. But remember, it was a failure. It's been a failure. But it wasn't a failure for Barack Obama. The goal, and I remember Rush Limbaugh and reading about it, the goal was to take down our healthcare system. And even Barack said it's going to take over 10 years to bring it down. And this is, folks, if we understood how bad Medicaid and Medicare are becoming and how hard it's getting to be, and you understand ration care, we would have never let Barack Obama get this. Barack Obama knew zero. He knew as much about health care as I know about chemistry. And I don't know anything about chemistry. He knew nothing. Yet he came across as a guy that knew everything. He knew nothing. My premiums went from $600-$700 a month to $3,299.09. Let's take a break. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Gently Rolling Hills in North Louisiana is a place that produces the finest Louisiana wines around. Landry Vineyards. This place is phenomenal. Not only are they passionate about growing wine grapes and making Landry Vineyards wine, they also have cottages and RV sites you can rent, tours, and live music on Saturdays and tastings Monday through Saturday. Available in over 650 stores throughout Louisiana, I encourage you to visit and try Landry Wine direct from Landry Vineyards. This is another great Louisiana company that has my full support, and they are Louisiana certified. A red blend they labeled Bayoutage, Blackberry Merlot, Cabs, Rosé, Petite Sauvignon, dry and sweet whites, and many, many other wines. Learn more about their wines and their vineyard online at LandryVineyards.com. This is Moon Griffon. My lovely bride and I love the wines from this great Louisiana company, Landry Vineyards, and so will you. Go visit their beautiful winery and find them in your local grocery store. If they don't have Landry Vineyards wine, ask and ask again. LandryVineyards.com. Woo, good wine right here.
It started with direct messages. That's how they got to my son. Gavin was just 17 and looking forward to college. He was contacted by online predators pretending to be a teenage girl. He was the victim of sexual extortion. In less than 2 hours after that first message, Gavin died by suicide. It's a pain I don't want any other parent to feel. Social media is causing an epidemic of bullying, anxiety, and depression, and it's leaving kids vulnerable to the kind of predators that targeted my son. We have to hold big tech accountable and pass the Kids Online Safety Act. I couldn't protect my son, but now it's my mission to make sure all kids are protected. I'm a father and a proud conservative, and I'm here to tell Speaker Johnson, pass the Kids Online Safety Act, because nothing is more important than protecting our kids.
Paid for by Issue One Action, which is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Issueoneaction.org.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. It is an honor to be with you today. And Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. By the way, I'm laughing. A buddy of mine, John Blanchard, came by and gave me a book. And the book is The Achievements of Kamala Harris by Japen Dudash. And I threw it to Joe and I asked him to read it at the commercial break. It's 180 pages. I asked him to read it real quick. And this is hilarious. And it's got all the chapters. You can turn it on there. And the achievements of Harris. And says, if anyone can refute me, show me I'm making a mistake of looking at things from the wrong perspective. I'll gladly change. It's the truth I'm after. And the truth never harmed anyone. Marcus Aurelius. And then it's got the contents, economic policy, public safety, education, job, energy. And got an introduction to it, okay? And then it's got nothing in it. It's all empty pages. The whole book's empty. The achievements of Kamala. This, I gave it to Joe. Joe read this book in less than 5 seconds. Read a 180-page book. I got to almost put this. Tell you what, Walker, I'm going to take a shot, send it to my show lady and put that on Facebook. That's just too cool. I mean, I'll be throwing that book to a lot of people today, I promise you. It's just right on the money, right on the price. Anyway, John Blanchard, Matthew James brought it to me, cutting up, having a good time. So it was all good. I'm going to have Kirpin on. Maybe I can get him as early as next week. And we'll go through the process of Obamacare, rising costs since then, the rising premiums, the rising deductibles. They took doctors and they ran them out of their businesses. They went under the hospital system. We saw that during COVID. 7 million consumers having their plans canceled in the fall of 2013 because they did not comply. You like your health care plan, you like it, you'll be able to keep your health care plan, keep no one. Anyway, everything they promised on Obamacare was a lie. He claimed the ACA would be a deficit-reducing health care reform. Deficit-reducing, folks. the deficit started skyrocketing under Barack Obama. Okay? Remember, he did the student loan program. That was going to help people get out of debt. That skyrocketed the debt. The debt stands at $35.72 trillion, up from roughly $13 trillion in the first quarter of 2010 when the ACA was passed. Think about this. When they passed the Obamacare, we had $13 trillion worth of debt. We got $35.72 trillion now. That was going to cut the deficit. Everything Barack Obama says is a lie. He's a Marxist. He's a communist. This is what they do. Democrats still voting for him. Oh, great guy. He's not a great guy. And it's like this pastor said, he's evil. The study also identified several additional enticing promises that were untrue, including claims the ACA would be reserved for U.S. citizens only. That's what Barack said. However, ample Obamacare insurance subsidies now go to insure people who are illegal. As Biden-Harris administration expanded ACA to access in May to include members of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA program. They lied on that. I mean, the whole thing was a lie. Obamacare also drove employees to move full-time workers to part-time positions in order to avoid ACA rules. I'm going to give you an example on that. I have a son. I got three of them, but one of them was in New Orleans. He was in the seminary. And he was working. He was working at a hotel room. And he was working full time, about 40 hours. They cut him below 28 hours. So he ended up moving and leaving and having to go back to school. But point being is, Obamacare got him kicked out of his job that he was enjoying while he was there getting everything done so he can get his degree. You know, don't tell me what it did. It's been haunting me, but I knew it from day one when Mary Landrieu voted that way. It's not affordable. It's getting more unaffordable every day. Look, folks, I'll be honest with you. When I look in the mirror and I see I got to pay starting January 1st, $3,299. Don't forget the 9 cents. I don't know where I'm going to get the extra 9 cents. I cringe. I see what Obama's done to us. Fundamentally changing us. I shouldn't be paying. That's ridiculous. Anyway, all this information is there for people to see. I'm going to have Phil on there. It was one of the biggest lies. The Green New Deal and climate change is bigger. It's a bigger lie because this affected healthcare and everything we did. The other one's going to affect every form of life because without fossil fuels, without us going to be the best we can be, what will happen to the whole country? That's the question you need to ask. What's going to happen to the whole country? And Obama was one of the big ones behind the global warming craziness as well. They got to the health care. They got to the banking. They got to the car manufacturers. Now they got energy. They got energy right where they want us. They want to own and control energy. And these tax credits and the money they're giving oil and gas companies that are now buying into this so they can make more money, they're going to turn around and shove it in their face one day. And those oil companies are going to melt. They're going to melt right in front of everybody. We're going to watch them melt because of all the billions or trillions of dollars they're going to take. They're going to melt down and not fight anymore because they're going to tell them the same thing they tell everybody else in all the states. We're giving you all this money. You're going to do what we tell you. That's exactly what's coming. And I hate to say that, but it's coming. I'm living through Obamacare. I'm not the only one. So what do? I got a daughter who has seizures. And they're not pretty. So what I'm supposed to say, well, we get off the seizure medication. We can't afford it anymore. I'm to sell my house to pay for health care because of Barack Obama. A man who hates this country. I love it. Biden, Harris, the OBH. The OBH is destroying America. No doubt about it. All right. We got to take a break. The rest of y'all leaving us. Have a great weekend. I'm going to have an awesome weekend. And y'all do too. And we'll see you on Monday. The rest of y'all stick around, moongraffon.com. Listen live, another hour to go.
Look at this outrageous insurance bill.
Man, everything Washington does makes life more expensive. Thank God we have Governor Landry.
What's he doing?
Well, while Washington's made a mess of things, inflation, gas, food, and the economy, Jeff Landry's fighting back, recruiting new jobs, trimming state government, and standing up for us.
Thank you. Everyone's struggling. Everyone except for the insurance companies. They're getting rich off record profits, while my rates keep going up.
Jeff Landry knows that. He's taking action. Jeff signed nearly 30 bills to reduce rates and vetoed a bill that lets insurance companies profit even more.
Oh, but they didn't like that.
Political insiders aren't happy, but Jeff won't slow down. He just keeps fighting for us and winning.
Governor Jeff Landry always puts families over special interests and fights for what's fair. Paid for by Protect Louisiana Values.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancro and Broussard today.